Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and I'm here with a podcast on thinking about how the words we choose and the way we play with language actually makes a big difference in how effectively we handle complicated decisions, and of course, in how we can help other people help make complicated choices. So I want to talk about an issue that probably brought you to this podcast, which is the issue of trying to decide how can I be a better communicator? How can I improve my communication skills? And since communicating is one of the more complicated activities that human beings do, and since you've been doing it your whole life already, it's a tough choice. It's hard to know what can I do to get better at using language. Now, when we think about making a choice, we might think that it would be helpful to have a bigger picture. We talk about focusing in, zooming in, that little bit of wish to make the picture bigger. But what happens when we make a problem bigger? It gets so complicated. We can see every little detail, and every little detail of how language works means that to get better, you'd have to get better at how you pay attention, how you listen, how you do rapport, what vocabulary you have, the control of your voice, the control of grammatical structure, the control of stories. And instantly, it just seems like it's too much. By getting closer to a complicated choice, we actually make it harder to figure out anything at all. But when we talk about seeing the big picture, we don't mean seeing a bigger picture, pulling the problem in and really looking at the nitty-gritty. We mean, what would it be like to step way, way back? And just take a step back from the issue of communication altogether, and let's look at that category, things in my life that I have improved, that I have learned to do better. And when instead of focusing on the nitty-gritty of communication, we ask, how do you get better at stuff? Then it turns out you've got lots of experiences, and when you chunk way up so that you are on the mountaintop looking at your history, your personal experience, but from a distance, you say, well, there's really only two ways to get better at something. You can learn something new, or you can practice. Now, here's the thing about learning something new. We need new information to get better. It's true. We have to let in some kind of difference to improve. But the more we chase new learning, the more we sort of float back into that bigger picture. Where there's so much complexity, there's so much detail, there are so many choices we could make that it's hard to make any choice at all. So you can look at lots of courses, not the ones we offer, of course, but lots of courses on language that will have your head spinning in the first few minutes with all the different language patterns, all the different jargon, all the different ways you are supposed to think about choosing your words while you're actually carrying on a real conversation with another real person. And that's hard. When we step way back and we look at all skill development, we say that there are no skills that we have at a really high level, no skills that we really own that we haven't practiced. And what makes practice really work? Well, it's not just doing something over and over. There are all kinds of things we do now the same way we used to do. Sometimes, because we change, our performance actually declines over time, over repetition. So it's not just about repeating, it's about repeating with difference. And where does that difference come from? It often comes from the feedback we get from a trusted expert, somebody who really knows their stuff, who watches us work and suggests little tiny pieces of learning, new tiny baby steps, changes to make, shifts that we can try. And then we do it again and we get feedback again. And practice comes from this intentional effort to use willpower to do the same thing more than once, get feedback, make a change, do it again until you get results that you start to like better. Now, who's the best person to give you the feedback you need to create the rapport, the energy, the state management so that you have the willpower and the energy to stick with this process, which can be a little bit painstaking? Is it somebody new, somebody you've never tested, somebody you don't even know well enough to be sure that the stuff that they're giving you that's different is really the right stuff? Or do you want to find a coach you've worked with before? Now, I know that the world is full of people who are running from one course to another. Sometimes we have people come into our self-development courses who are already signed up for another course. They don't let anything sit. They don't practice. And so they can be guaranteed that they will spend their whole life chasing the next course, the next bright, shiny teacher of promise who they won't let really do the work. Because the real work of teaching, the real work of allowing people to improve is in guiding them through intentional practice so that they build skill in exactly the same way that they build skill in sports, that they build skill in crafts, that they build skill in household chores. You got to try it, then you got to try it a little bit differently. You got to get the feedback, and you got to try it again. I'm Linda Ferguson, encouraging you to notice when you are being sucked into a big picture that will keep you stuck with too much complexity, and when you can invite yourself to take a step back so that you can see a big picture, a picture that includes the decision you are trying to make and the whole spectrum categories that it might belong to that would give you the information you need to make a better choice. This is Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada. I hope you'll come back and practice with me again.